Authorities told the public to avoid wearing tight shoes, tight clothing, or tight gloves, to chew their food well and drink water. Swindlers made small fortunes with potions and patent medicines, but nothing stemmed the tide of death.
This was a national catastrophe, and the president doesn't say one thing about it. And part of his reasoning for that was not to create panic, but the other part was that if you start thinking too much about the flu, you're not thinking about the war. Because really containing the influenza epidemic means shutting down factories, shutting down war bond drives, shutting down mobilization. None of that can happen. In the context of the First World War, this is just another tragedy that must be endured.